Charity's convoy was hit in Gaza. Cousins Amy Roxburgh-Barry and Adam Maguire say the 47-year-old, who served in Bosnia and Afghanistan, was determined to help others.
He's more like a brother to me, to be honest, than a cousin. He knew he had to go. His friends were telling him that this is probably a bad place to go, but he knew he had to go and help people, and that was James all over.
You couldn't sort of say, you know, he's going to go, that's his calling. That was him all over helping.
Family of another British victim, John Chapman, say he was subject to an inhumane act. 130 people are trapped after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years. It's caused buildings to collapse. Two teenagers have been charged after a toddler was seen online vaping. Nick Qureshi has more.
Daily Record reported the footage filmed in Ayrshire showed the infant, thought to be between one and two, inhaling from a pink vape as adults watch. Another video showed the youngster coughing after using the vape. Ayrshire MSP and Scotland's Community Safety Minister Siobhan Brown told the paper she's horrified. Police Scotland have revealed two 19-year-old women were charged on Saturday with a report sent to the Procurator Fiscal. They say the toddler involved is safe and well.
Serial sex offender Kirk Reid will remain in prison after having his parole denied. The former sports coach received a life sentence in 2009 after being found guilty of 28 attacks, mainly in South London. A second major poll predicting a heavy Tory defeat at the next general election, bigger than that of 1997. YouGov's forecasting Labour will win more than 400 seats, a majority of 154. And a village in Cheshire is looking for experts on Harry Styles to lead tours of where the singer grew up. Fans will be taken to the bakery in Home Chapel where he used to work. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see a band of patchy rain that could be heavy at times. We'll be drier for a while before another band of heavy shower rain moves in the early hours. The sun sets at 7:37 tonight with overnight lows of 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Did he say, can we go home there? I don't know. I think how Emily does. Welcome back to the second hour of Drive here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey. And we've got Emily as well in the studio, who is actually working on the desk. I know, I don't know what to do in my head. To be fair, I've just got my phone in my hand. That's all I've got today. But listen, we have a bad track coming up. Actually, in 1993, 10 years after its first release, the Bluebells had a number one with Young at Heart. But do you know actually who co-wrote the single? I'll give you a clue by playing the next track after, and you can let me know as well. So here we go.
Young at heart. Young at heart.
classic there from Bananarama. So, what is the link with the Bluebells? Yes, she co-wrote the song Young at Heart. When I say she was a member of Bananarama. Also, Shakespeare's sister. I played that one. I didn't play that today. Yes, Siobhan Fahey was, I'm sure that's how you pronounce it. I've always pronounced the name like that. Actually co-wrote the song all those years in the day. Now, we have a couple of tracks coming up. Then we've got the ads. I'm going to be telling you as well about the brand new survey out. What TV home we would love to buy if we could make it our own. But now is Baby Bird with Gorgeous.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote your gorgeous on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and rolled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy. You tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest. Snapped me till it hurts. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
Baby Bird, and you're gorgeous. Yes, no one's ever said that to me, and that's a shame. Never mind. But if you do want a request, you've still got loads of time. We've got another hour and 40 minutes together. Yeah, here with Emily as well on Phoenix FM. Radio at Phoenix FM, if you want to get hold of us. We've got a Fab 4 at 4:30 from a chart from way back when. But coming up in a second as well, I'm going to be telling you, or start to tell you, about what your ideal home would be if you could choose one off your favourite TV programme. But now we've got a short break.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging System, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging System.
Want to get the home improvement you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEH VAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEH VAC showroom or SEHVAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, well, there's a new survey out as well. I mean, they compiled a list of your favourites. Yeah, they are your favourites, apparently. TV fiction homes that you'd like to live in. So what comes to mind? Ilda and Stan Ogden. Do you remember them? As I say to me, I used to love them when I was a really young kid, but I loved them because they used to have on Coronation Street, like, little ducks on the walls. You remember? They're flying in the wall. Anyway, I digress as usual. How about the friend's house as well? Would it be the boys' ones or would it be the girls' flat? I don't know, but the survey does. So let's have a little dip in, shall we? On the 20 is from The Simpsons, Evergreen Terrace. I don't know if I'd like to live in that one. It's a bit mayhem, to be fair. The Royals' home with the Royal family. This one, definitely not coming up. Now, if you are a Game of Thrones fan, would you really want to live in Winterfell Castle? I think not. The Flintstones house. Oh, yeah, quite fancy that one, to be fair. How about the Addams Family Mansions? Of course, from the Addams Family. Red Dwarf, no way will you get me in a spaceship. I don't even like going on a plane, to be fair. Craggy Island, Father Ted. Yes, Father Ted's home with that one. Do you remember when she fell off the window? Anyway, I digress as usual. Mrs. Home in Mrs. Brown's Boys. Wouldn't like all those cameras in there, to be fair. Wouldn't be happy with that one. I'm not going to go through the lot, but I'll go through a few more. The Banksy's Family Mansion. Yes, the Prince of Bel-Air. Now, that is somewhere that I could actually lay my hat quite easily, to be fair. Tracy Island comes in at 11. That's the Thunderbirds one there. And 10, The Good Home of The Good Life, the 70s sitcom, which was brilliant. I'd like, but I wouldn't want to do all the work in the garden. But I'll tell you what, we go to a song, and then we'll finish them off by the end of the show. We've got another 10 to go through. Has your favourite been in amongst them? But if you want to let me know what yours is, Radio at Phoenix FM. Wonder what track I've got coming up now.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's playing endlessly. Brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not that.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Father gets up late for work.
you're going to miss in lots of ways.
One from the 80s. We've got Communards coming up in a second. But first, let's take a look at the roads. It's a bit dodgy over in Dartford at the moment.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So there is a stop-start traffic, actually, on the M25. Dartford Tunnels, the travel time there is 30 minutes. Now, the other side, the stop-start traffic clockwise, that's Essex into Kent. You're looking at a 50-minute travel time now. It's between Junction 31, West Thurrock, and Junction 1A at Dartford, all due to a broken-down vehicle, and that's why the traffic is being held there. So do be careful if you are heading that way. On the A130 southbound, slow traffic there between Retterton Turnpike and the Fair Glen Interchange. Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. In Brentwood, slow traffic, yep, Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, slow traffic there between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road south. Also slow traffic, Springfield Road and Victoria Road at the Highbridge Road. Over in Colchester, slow traffic still on Magdalen Street, westbound between Street and Mercy. And A127 eastbound, Prince Avenue, slow moving traffic between Studer Way and Cuckoo Corner. Rail is looking okay, and actually, the tube is eased up a little bit now because we've got normal service as resumed on the Victoria line following the earlier faulty train at Euston. And the underground station is closed though, on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and no service on the Northern line between Golders Green and Edgware, all due to engineering works. That's it. There'll be more travel updates from me in an hour. With You Are My World here on Phoenix FM 431 on Wednesday the 3rd of April. Welcome aboard if you're just joining us. We have loads of great music coming up, including a chart. We've got four brilliant tracks coming up for our four at 4:30, all from the top chart on this day. Do you know what this year is? Always just a little bit of fun. We do have Lisa Stansfield coming up. Also got Cooler Shaker, remember them? Brilliant band. We're going to kick off with what was number one on this day, but do you know what the year is? Spice Girls spent 3 weeks at number one.
Oh, no.
was number one for 3 weeks on this day back in which year. Now, we have No Doubt coming up, and it knocked the Spice Girls actually off the chart at number one. It did get there. We're going to finish off as well with a classic song. It was making its way out of the charts at number 17, but do you know the year? 3 classic tracks coming up now.
Feel
So what years were these in the charts? We had Hush 21, Pizza in, yes, Pizza number 21, Cooler Shaker, Spice Girls Mama number one for 3 weeks. Three, we had Don't Speak, No Doubt, and it did reach number one. It took over from the Spice Girls a couple of weeks later. And just heard from the amazing Lisa Stansfield, making her way out of the charts. So that's number 17. Pizza number two, though, with The Real Thing. Do you know? Yeah, I can hear you shouting at me. Don't shout that loud. It's fine. It was 1997. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to be playing Aretha Franklin with Respect. But do you know who not only wrote it, but also who sang it first? I'll let you know after the track as well.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Was of course the amazing Aretha Franklin, and it was actually Otis Redding. Yes, he wrote and recorded that, and of course sang it in 1965. Had a huge hit with it back then. But now Emily's got some more events for us.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Gallery. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
On the 20th of April, we have an opera for all at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. It's hosted by Ian Skelly and is a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends. It starts at 7 p.m. and is £19.50 for a ticket. For more details, go to Phoenix FM onto the events page.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. No more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and you shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong. Doing I could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. But I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. I'm doing the right thing. Could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me.
Oh, yes, One Republic, we're counting stars. We're going back to 1975 now with a brilliant track. Actually, it was Natalie Cole's first ever song. Sorely miss Natalie Cole as well. It's not her dad, when you think, Nat King Cole, died when she was only 15 as well. Anyway, this is This Will Be, and I will see you back here after 5 p.m.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.